雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做一次分享的经历。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a time when you shared something with others， 描述一次分享的经历。开门见山，三个思路。首先交代这事儿本身是我个人成功的瘦身的一个内容，把它分享给其他人，包括如何去吃啊，包括如何去运动啊等等，把基本细节带入。其次交代核心内容，其实呢我是给我的朋友那做了这样的一个规划和计划，因为他看我瘦身很成功嘛，一直在问我，我给他做了一个饮食的规划，做了一个力量的训练，以及呢坚持的周期，事无巨细的帮助他，分享给他这些。第三结尾做个引导，强调我的预期。其实呢现在他已经开始这样坚持去做了，我觉得最大的问题和障碍是能否坚持住，所以说呢我也在等待，看他能不能像我一样成功，强调一种预期。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。首先交代内容本身，我瘦身的经历分享给别人，其次交代细节，我帮他做了很多规划计划，饮食的呀，包括瘦身的呀，包括这个运动的。第三结尾预期的一种期待，三者贯穿来看呢比较好说，而且结尾还有引导。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, I used to share my personal experiences of how to lose weight properly. You know, this is like a secret part of my life, include how to eat healthily and how to play sport during special period in life. Lots of people today are suffering from overweight problems. Apparently, I used to be very overweight. A close friend of mine asked me how to stay fit and keep good body shape for a longer time.I was willingly to show him something one or two on this part, since I have some very, very successful experiences related to this part. Then I made a plan for him, based on his study time and leisure time. I mean, according to his flavor, told him how to eat healthily, for example, like how to eat white meat and raw meat in a healthy way. I've spent like 4 days to analyze all of these materials for him.It was like a VIP plan for him, LOL. Above all, the most important part and key is that he had to keep doing this for a longer period of time, at least 10 weeks long. I've got no idea if he can carry on doing this to the end, but I've tried my best to help him, and actually, good for him. I'm waiting for his success, as what I've done before. So that's it.
那在结尾的时候呢，杰森强调了一个预期，就是说呀，我呢把这方法都告诉给我朋友了，把我这个个人的成功的减肥经验都告诉他了，给他做了一个制定性的计划。我也不知道他将来能不能成功，我真的希望他能成功，强调对这事儿的一期待，看他能不能坚持住吧。考官接下来就问了，那你觉得减肥啊最难的部分是什么呀？那你觉得一个人能否成功做某件事，核心是什么呢？形成更多话题的比对或者引导。好，我说几个小的细节啊。那第一个，成功瘦身的个人经验。
A personal experiences of how to lose weight properly.
第二个，我的秘密部分。
A secret part of my life.
第三个，许多人啊，现在都有体重问题的一种困扰。
Lots of people today are suffering from overweight problems.
最后，基于的相关的
，related to， 你可以说 based on。
这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加具说服力。好，那今天一期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B1769-39107。B1769-39107，希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。